100% Hunter Breakfast Show with you this morning. It's Pete Holland in the seat getting you through your Wednesday. Now, I come across a story the other day. In fact, this young fella's mum sent me an email via studio@2nm.com.au. His name's Joseph Brown, an aspiring young guy. He's just, well, co-authored his first book. He's only 17 years of age. He's from Aberdeen. He's joining us on the line now. How are you, Joseph?
I'm very well, thanks. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to talk on the show. Really appreciate it.
Not a problem whatsoever. Now, your book, how has this all come about? Like, you're only 17 and you've penned your first book.
Yeah, so it was in November last year. There's a thing called National Novel Writing Month, where it's a kind of thing that inspires novel writers like across the world to kind of write a story. And it was by that that I thought one day, I had my friend Jasmine, who I co-wrote the story with, and mm-hmm. I talked to her and said, hey, what if we try writing a story? And it was just like a small little thing, but it ended up exploding as we entered into this whole world. We created this whole fantasy world of cities and cultures. It was all really inspired. And being kept up at home during the COVID-19 pandemic really is, although it's been really tough, it's also really inspired me to be able to write this, to allow my creative mind to flourish in this.
Now, as you said, you co-wrote this with a friend of yours, Jasmine Snow. Now, with lockdown and all, it must have been more difficult for you both to get together, or did you just do that via, you know, FaceTime or something like that to make sure you were on the same page, as it were?
Yeah, so that was the interesting thing. So my co-author, I've never met him in real life. I actually met her online at my school, it's been really interesting. We've done all of this online. We've never had to call about it. We did it on a Google Docs document together, and we kind of like share our work. So she would write a little bit. Our writing styles were very similar as well, which really helped. But just being kept at home this whole time and not being able to see friends, it's really helped us together being able to do this all online.
Joseph, where did your love of writing come from? Because at 17, I mean, most blokes are out wanting to ride motorbikes, horses, you know, drive fast cars, but you're in behind the computer and writing a novel.
Yeah, I guess I was always, as a kid, I was never really into bikes and, you know, going out and any of that as mm-hmm. I was homeschooled as a kid. And I really found my love for writing just by when I was really young. I would write these little stories, and with family we would tell these little paragraph stories. Mm-hmm. And that really helped foster my love for writing. And of course, I developed an early interest in literature and just reading the odd epics like Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. Mm-hmm. And I guess that really helped inspire me to, you know, instead of going out all the time and doing what most other kids would do, I would go inside, I would write up stories, I would imagine characters and create all these little worlds inside my head.
Now, you've come up with plenty of worlds and different characters in this book. Do you use any real-life people to maybe base a character for your book?
Yes, I would say so. I really get inspired by people's personalities and archetypes, and I really think, you know, what would this person look like in this world? And kind of like the situations around me and the feelings I feel as well with other people, that also would really inspire forming the characters and the events that would form the backbone of the story.
Now, it's available through Amazon, and I see that there's not too many copies left with Amazon, but I guess there would be more on the way. So a pretty good first-up effort, I would say, almost selling out so far.
Yeah, thank you. It's definitely been – I've been surprised how much I've sold out already. I had a book launch already, and I completely sold out copies at the book launch, which was really surprising for me.
Yeah, that's quite exciting. I guess you've already started on the next novel?
Yes, that's correct. I'm already three-quarters of the way with a second novel. I'm planning to make this into a trilogy, in fact.
Oh, okay. Excellent. All right. Well, I can't wait for that one to come out as well. It is called The Scroll of Angamor. Did I get that right?
Yes, that's right. The Scroll of Angamor.
Excellent. Well, check it out at Amazon. Joseph Brown, a up-and-coming writer, 17-year-old, his first book already out and almost finished the second one by the sound of it. It'll be out in no time as well. Thanks for joining us on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate being up to here. And, yeah, I appreciate being able to talk to you.
Not a problem at all, mate. Have a great day. 17-year-old Joseph Brown there, who's just co-authored his first book. Unbelievable. I went to try and write a book once. It's still in the making. Anyway, more of your 100% Hunter Breakfast Show is on the way here this morning.